Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
This is the hardest decision of the year. There's obviously three teams remaining. State, Duke, UNC. UNC, Duke, State. Duke, State, UNC, whatever order that makes it so people won't accuse me of being favoritist with how I list them. Which one gets the bronze? Which one gets the silver? Which one gets the gold? Let me give you the resumes real quick. This is a one-week award, okay? So this is just the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. State made it to the Sweet 16 as an 11 seed.
Pretty remarkable.
They were a 10 seed in the ACC tournament. This doesn't even get included in that. They're just as an 11 seed, they made it to the Sweet 16. They won in overtime. They have one of the players who's going to be featured heavily in one shining moment, one of the stories of the tournament. They're doing pretty well for themselves. Duke thrashed James Madison and actually probably had the two most low stress wins of the three.
For sure.
They just methodically won two games and are playing the best basketball they've played all year. And when I say they thrashed James Madison, I mean they thrashed James Madison. They had a freshman shooter break the Duke record for threes in a tournament game. I mean, and he was challenging some records. Like, you look at the records, it's like J.J. Redick shooting records. Those are good ones to be breaking.
Hey, you're pushing John Shire's scoring record?
Yeah, it's I mean, Zion Williamson, freshman tourney scoring record. Like, you're right on the heels of it. When you're chasing those records, some things are going pretty well for you. And then there's UNC, who is ho-hum, a number one seed that won both of their games fairly handily and is cruising into the Sweet 16 as one of the betting favorites to win the entire thing. So you tell me, which one would you give the bronze out of that group? You tell me, which one are you going to say you didn't have a gold medal week in that group?
We deliberated over this for a good length of time earlier
we
today.
We brought in, like, third opinions.
Yeah.
We were sitting there going, I don't know what to do here. Normally, even the tough decisions, I think, like, in our heart of hearts this year when we're doing the podium, eventually, like, Dennis and I look at each other and we're like, they got to be silver, right? And we're like, yeah. They got to be bronze, right? Yeah. Here's the history. Three-way tie. One time, it'll never happen again. I promise you, they are splitting the gold, the silver, and the bronze. It's one of those hokey moments that only happen in, like, Disney Channel original movies where whoever is on the gold platform is going to look at the other two and wave them up. They're going to say, come join me on the top, and then they're all gonna put their medals in a one pile and all hold them up. It's a method of what you like. It's in the eye of the beholder. And here's what I mean by that. Do you like Cinderellas? Do you like underdog stories? Mm-hmm. Is that what you think March Madness is about? Then State is your gold medalist. But if you're about who's playing the best, State needed overtime to beat Oakland. You can't put them above UNC and Duke, who played against probably better programs, better teams, and looked much better against them. It's one of my favorite analogies, right? It's not a debate of quality. It's a debate of taste, right? And my analogy always is, who do you think is better, Foo Fighters or Jay-Z? Your answer there is going to be completely based on what style of music you like. It's not going to be a quality answer, right? It's like, oh, longevity. Well, they've both been doing it for a long time, since the 90s. popularity. Will they both go on massive tours and fill massive stadiums and sell massive amounts of records? But let me guess. If you're a hip-hop fan, you think Jay-Z is better. If you're a rock fan, you think Foo Fighters is better. Who's had the better NCAA tournament? NC State or UNC? Let me guess. If your favorite part of the last few years was St. Peter's, you like NC State. Let me guess. If the top of your bracket has four number one seeds in the Final Four, you like UNC. It's more of a question about you than them. So this will never happen again. But when our interest is winners, 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 we reward people that win. How do you look at three teams that are all in the Sweet 16, all overcoming different odds, and say this one was better than that one?
And UNC having to face Michigan State and Tom Izzo.
In the regular season, I think we can dive more into like the who's has better wins,
mm-hmm.
right? It's well that this team won and you know their bench played well, which gives them more confidence moving forward. This team didn't play well but got the win anyway, so that's them learning how to win without their fastball. We can do more of that. In the NCAA tournament, it's not about that. It's about point blank period. Did you have more points than the other team? Do you get to play next week and they don't? The NCAA tournament is pass fail, right? It is go, no go. It is very much like in or out. So we have three teams that are in, and there's no real levels to it, right? I guess if you win the national championship, then when you're being ranked against other national champions, they'll look at like average margin of victory to see where you are in your legacy. But if until we get there, it is very much, did you win or did you lose? Let's hear how some of these teams did it, and then you can decide. Harrison Ingram really stepped up for UNC. Here he is on energizing his offense.
You know, for me, it's all about team basketball. And today, you know, I was open and they found me, Armando, RJ, Elliot. They found me when I was open. And you know, luckily, I was able to open the shots. But, you know, as for us, as UNC, we're all about the team. And, you know, we played together today.
Oh, team first, team always, team only, huh? He needs to take credit. It's good to see him back. You know, we just had the caller, which, by the way, Heister Automotive Group Hotline, open 919-860-5326 for you to brag up on your team. We just had the caller, Hunter, call in, and he was saying, like, we need Cormac Ryan to shoot like he did against Duke. I think Harrison Ingram needs to play an exceptional brand of basketball, not necessarily just scoring or just shooting, but his all-round game if UNC wants to win a national championship. Duke, how can you argue with what Duke did against James Madison? How in the world can you look at a team in the second round of the NCAA tournament that systematically dismantles their opponent and takes their will to compete away from them and say, yeah, you're going to be a bronze? Can't do it. Can't do it. You know actually what we should do? This just solved our problem.
Okay.
It's like when there's a tie in golf.
Mm-hmm.
Skins. Double or nothing next hole.
Okay.
Double or not, next week when we do podium, these three will be competing, and they'll be competing for twice the golds, twice the silvers, twice the bronze. You've played even. It's a skins match. It rolls over to the next hole. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuda, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Duke dismantled James Madison. James Madison had lost three times all year. That is very much a team that is not used to losing. Doesn't, you know, they're not going to be good losers, right? What's the saying? You show me someone that is a good loser, I'll show you someone that loses a lot. They should have been a really bad loser. Duke beat them so profoundly that they, like, with 3 minutes left, James Madison was like happy to be there, taking pictures, doing the senior day thing where they look around at the stands and go, I want to remember this. Like the coach was probably already negotiating his deal with Vanderbilt, which he accepted today. He's on the sideline making eye contact with his agent with like 2 minutes left going, how many millions? How many years? That's what Duke did to them in a large part because of Jared McCain, who shot the absolute lights out. He had 30 points. He had 8 threes. Here's McCain on when he knew he was feeling it.
Oh, I feel like every game I'm always ready to see if I'm going to go off. I work so hard, so I'm just prepared every game. I do blame him a little bit for sure. He definitely just wants to keep that record. yeah, I wanted to beat him, so.
It's not mine. He's talking about the points record. You know, that's what he's
talking
about.
I just want to be him, really. That's, yeah. That's really all my goal is in life, is to be him. But, yeah, that's really it.
You know you had a good day when the coach has to chime in to clarify which record you were talking about. Could have been the freshman NCAA tournament points record held by Zion. Could have been because he did break it, the three-point record held by J.J. Redick. Could have been the points record held by Shire. Could have been this record. Could have been that record. And then, of course, there's State as well. I don't know how you tell them they're anything but a gold medalist at the moment, which is why we've kicked it down the road to next week. But here's Kevin Keats, their coach, on with Adam Gold, talking about the nation learning about what we've known about for a while, the player that is DJ Burns.
It's funny because now the national audience is kind of seeing what everybody in the ACC and the people around Raleigh are seeing. You know, he's a great story. You know, big teddy bear, great – you know, touch, soft feet, quick on his feet, can do some different things. And, you know, just one of those, you know, great guys to be around. And I think he's taking his game to another level. He and I spoke after the season last year, and he just did not like the way he ended the season against Creighton and didn't play well. And so I knew once we got back into postseason, it was going to be a different DJ Burns.
And all of that adds up to what we're going to talk about next. Those three teams being so fantastic, all golds, if you will.
Are you struggling to get a good night's sleep? Look no further than Parkway Sleep. For 20 years, we have been your locally owned and operated sleep center.
I'm Brandon Gigling, president of Parkway Sleep Health Centers. Did you know that people are waiting a staggering 6 to 8 months for a sleep study at other sleep labs? At Parkway, we understand the importance of your sleep needs. That's why we offer openings within weeks, not months, saving you time.
Don't let sleepless nights take over your life. Visit us today at parkwaysleep.com. Parkway Sleep Health Centers. Sound sleep, sound health.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Clemson, who we have the bracket behind us here on YouTube and on our WRAL Sports Fan live stream. Clemson cruising through New Mexico and Baylor on their way to the Sweet 16, where they will face Arizona, leads me to say this. Where's all the naysayers, all the doubters, all the haters of the ACC now?
All those stooges?
Just like every single year, the ACC is proving its quality, its toughness, its level of play in the tournament, and all the doubters can take it and do you know what with it. They can shove it somewhere. The ACC had four teams make the round of 64. They have four teams still playing in the Sweet 16. The Big East has three teams. I have no qualms with the Big East. I think they play a good brand of basketball. I think they're a basketball conference. I'm fine with that. The Big Ten has two teams. Huh. The Big 12 has two teams. The Big 12 gamed the system in the way they schedule to get more teams into the NCAA tournament because the net rankings loved them, and they lost. Three-fourths of the teams lost before the Sweet 16. They have two teams left. The SEC has two teams left. I guess their commissioner, Greg Sankey, talked a bit too early about making sure that the big The power conference teams have more chances because they're the competitive ones.
Mm-hmm.
Pac-12, the Mountain West had more teams in the NCAA tournament than the ACC. The Pac-12, the Mountain West, and the West Coast Conference have one team in the Sweet 16. Clemson and NC State are still playing, which tells you this. The criticism of the ACC was they have Duke, they have UNC, they have UNC, they have Duke, and everything else was hogwash. If you take out Duke and UNC from the equation, the ACC has as many or more teams in the Sweet 16 than everybody other than the Big East. Where's your argument now? And this is not new. This happens every year. We're going to be doing this again next year. In January, I'm going to be on this. Dennis is going to be on that mic. I'll be on this mic, and we'll be saying, I don't know why everyone hates the ACC. And then in February, we're going to go, gosh, they're really beating each other up. They're really making each other battle-tested. And then in March, they're not going to have as many in the ACC tournament. Sorry. They're not going to have as many make the NCAA tournament because that's subjective. And then as soon as we get past the subjective part, as soon as we get past the people making decisions based on how they feel, what they think, as soon as we get to the part where it's proven with scoreboards, the ACC will thrive again because that's the way it happens. Brad Brownell, obviously the coach of Clemson, one of four ACC teams in the Sweet 16, talked with Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter. Here's what he had to say.
You know, it's very satisfying. I've been talking all year. I mean, I've been in this league 14 years now, and so I've seen it. And there seems like these last several years we haven't gotten as much respect. But then the NCAA tournament comes around, and our teams all do very well. I knew this league was really, really deep. And you know, it's crazy that NC State was finished 10th in our league, but man, they are so talented. Kevin's done a really good job. They're playing their best basketball. Obviously, Duke and Carolina are terrific. You know, I really thought Pitt and Wake are both NCAA tournament worthy and easily could make Sweet 16. So our league has just been really, really good. And you know, it hasn't maybe made that way nationally, but until now, I guess.
I'm going to cite Daniel Tosh one more time, the stand-up comedian. He has a joke about people that say they're bad test takers, right? He's like, oh, you're really smart right up until we test how much you know. Right, people say they're bad test takers. Again, I'm not going to do the full Daniel Tosh stand-up. But I will say this. All these conferences were so much better than the ACC right up until we found out who was better on the floor. Right up until they mm-hmm. played each other. Right up until the 10th best team in the ACC this year is still playing in the Sweet 16.
And Clemson beat a 3 seed in Baylor from the Big 12.
Which we knew the Big 12 was fool's gold,
and we knew that in the regular season.
That's
the ACC
exactly
went 9-3 against them.
Every other team is better according to Joe Lunardi. Every other conference mm-hmm. is better according to John Rothstein. Every other conference is better until they play basketball. And I guess they're good at debate. I guess they're good at publicizing. They have good publicists. Every team is better until they play basketball. Once they play basketball, it's pretty obvious. And I foolishly was worried when UVA lost in the first four. I went, oh, gosh, people are going to use this against the ACC. The ACC looked at me and said, no, you're good. I got this.
I got you.
I know you've been backing us up all year. Don't get worried. We'll go undefeated in the first weekend. How's that sound?
I'm just going to lull everyone into a false sense of security here.
That's just UVA. They're strange. They play a weird brand of basketball. All the teams that play a more complete brand that can play up and down, that can play, we'll just go ahead and take care of business. So now, like, I actually look at it this way, right? Because the big concern with what the Big 12 did this year, and I even voiced it a few times, is if you reward conferences for doing what the Big 12 did, and if you weren't paying attention, I'll tell you what they did. They scheduled nobody in the non-conference schedule. Won those games by 40, right, because they were playing pushovers, and that boosted each team's individual net ranking. So then when they played in conference play against each other, every win was a big win because you had a high net ranking from mollywhopping nobodies in the non-conference schedule. And then every win, they beat each other kind of in circles, right? Like I beat Team A, Team A beats Team B, Team B beats Team C beats Team Me. And then everybody's net ranking is high because they're all big wins. And the problem was, if you motivate that, if you reward that, if you give them, I don't know, eight teams in the NCAA tournament like you did, because of that, then other conferences would follow suit. I motivate the ACC not to do that. Either let the selection committee come around to the way you do it is better, or be okay sending 4.5 prepared teams to the NCAA tournament and having 4 in the Sweet 16, rather than sending 8 teams to the NCAA tournament like the Big 12 and the SEC did, and having just 2 teams make it to the Sweet 16 because they're not prepared. The way the ACC did it may not have produced the most NCAA tournament teams, but they produced the most prepared NCAA tournament teams. Right? It's not just about getting the most shots at it. It's about getting the most shots that you're prepared to take advantage of at it. Would you rather have 8 unprepared teams like the SEC and then talk trash like you're Greg Sankey before the first weekend and then be embarrassed after the first weekend? Or would you rather be like the ACC, have 1 team in the first 4, 4 teams in the sweet, the round of 64, and have them all make the Sweet 16 of the teams that were there playing in the round of 64? That's the question. And I'm taking the ACC every darn time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.